Testing for coronavirus is considered a major requirement on the path to getting back to normal, and the president says that responsibility belongs to the states. Are Mountain West states up to the task? Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Ashish Jha is the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute, and he says there are strong signs that two of our states are doing a good amount of testing relative to the size of their populations and their outbreaks.
I think what Utah and New Mexico show us is that clearly this is doable. Like the people who think, oh, testing is too hard, can't do it. No, you can do it. And they've done it.
The rest of our region, though,
Colorado and others need to get their act together and move forward on this, especially as they begin to think about opening up.
But how did Utah and New Mexico manage to pull it off when other Mountain West states couldn't? Jha says some of it is probably out of a state's control, like its size.
But I don't think it's magic. I don't think it's just you got lucky.
Turns out there are at least two big differences about New Mexico and Utah that could be playing a part. Number one, testing czars. In mid-March, New Mexico and Utah did something that none of our other states did. They appointed people whose entire job is to figure out how to ramp up testing, coordinating not just with public labs, but also commercial ones. In New Mexico, Dr. Stephen Jennison plays that role.
I'm a retired physician, infectious diseases specialist.
And he has a long history of working with viruses. Now, all he thinks about is expanding New Mexico's COVID-19 testing.
About 16 hours a day. This is my job.
Jennison started by getting a lay of the testing landscape. He learned that two big healthcare systems seem to have a good handle on testing in urban areas, so Jennison and his colleagues focus their energy on rural areas. Now,
on any given day, there are between 50 and 60 testing sites.
At the same time, Utah's testing czar, Nate Checkitz, was identifying the bottlenecks keeping labs in that state from testing more. Early on, they were short on the key chemicals needed for the tests. So Checkitz says they launched a statewide search.
And we found them everywhere.
For example, he says a manufacturer found a box of 750 test kits just lying around and donated them to the state. Checkitz also set up a regular conference call with all the local laboratories.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the evening, we get together for an hour and run through these issues.
He says the labs have been trading tips, like leads on where to get supplies, even at times sharing materials. That brings us to the second thing that stands out about Utah and New Mexico, their laboratories. Most of the Mountain West has relied largely on their public health labs and two national companies, LabCorp and Quest. But Utah and New Mexico have a different setup. In those states, local commercial labs have done the lion's share of testing, doing about half of all COVID-19 tests or more. In Utah, that's ARUP Laboratories. Dr. Julio Delgado is the chief medical officer, and he says they were already prepared to some extent for viral epidemics, like Zika virus.
So we had all the instrumentation that normally is used for those type of pandemic situations. And then we were able to quickly deploy them for this type of testing.
Initially, ARUP was accepting samples from patients across the country, as they usually do. But Delgado says they quickly got swamped, so they had to make a difficult decision to stop accepting samples from so many places.
That was probably the five most difficult days of my life as a professional.
In the end, they decided to focus primarily on testing in Utah. In New Mexico, Tricor Reference Laboratories has played a similar role. Dr. Douglas Clark is the chief medical officer. He says, like ARUP, they already had a lot of diagnostic testing equipment.
We didn't have to purchase the instrumentation, bring it in, get it validated. It was already here.
Clark says it also helped that Tricor has a big footprint across the state, working with a bunch of healthcare sites, including 15 hospitals.
That really allowed us to have access to large number of patients as soon as the pandemic began here in New Mexico.
New Mexico and Utah's relative testing successes weren't flukes, at least according to their testing czars. Utah's Nate Checkitz says leadership in his state prioritized it.
It's a core part of every state strategy, but we've really leaned heavily into that as trying to find a way forward through this crisis.
Stephen Jennison echoed that sentiment. He says in New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham took testing seriously right from the beginning.
I believed that this governor was doing the right things and doing them early.
Enough so that it felt worth it to leave what he calls a fairly blissful retirement to enter the COVID fray. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.